And we start last Sunday, the final game of a four-game set for Lehigh Valley at Louisville. The only trip to take on the bats at Louisville Slugger Field this year. And the Pigs needing a win to pull out a win in the series. And Lehigh Valley wasted no time jumping out in front.
Runner leads off. Pitch here is swung on and blasted out to right field pretty deep. Going back, Selsky at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. Ruff, a home run to right as he did as a pinch hitter here a couple of nights ago. A two-run bomb. Another hit with a man in scoring position. And it's 2-0 Lehigh Valley. That, my friends, is how Ruff Rodgers roll.
That in the top of the first inning. Ruff added his second home run of the game in the ninth. It was a 3 RBI day for Darren Ruff. Meanwhile, David Buchanan allows no runs across 6 1/3 innings. Lehigh Valley never trails. The Pigs defeat the Bats 5-1 to take the four-game set 3-1. So that followed by a trip back home and a 3-game set at Coca-Cola Park versus Syracuse. However, the rain started to rip through the Lehigh Valley, so Monday evening's game was postponed. We'd play 2 on Tuesday. And the Pigs got another 2-home run performance from a key outfielder.
The 1-1 swung on it. This is drilled out to deep right field. Ramsey is back. He's on the track. He's near the wall. This is gone. A multi-homer game for Cedric Hunter. And some insurance for the Iron Pigs, who now lead 8-5. A pair of moonshots tonight for Cedric Hunter. Homer 7-8 on the season. And the Pigs have back a 3-run lead.
And the first Iron Pig not named Darren Ruff to homer twice in a game this season. A 7-inning shortened game because of the traditional minor league doubleheader. Jake Thompson, 5 innings, allows 5 runs. Not his best stuff, but he continues to roll, stays unbeaten. And Jake Thompson picks up the win. Lehigh Valley wins it 8-5 in game number one. So to game number two after a 30-minute break, and this one just a little bit tighter. The Pigs trailed 2-1 to the bottom of the fifth inning. Glenn?
Look at second, and the payoff pitch swung on and drilled into right center field, and that is going to get down and one hop the wall and give the Pigs a lead. Perkins has scored. Hunter will score. It's a 2-run double for Sweeney. The Pigs have a 3-2 advantage.
Lehigh Valley added one more on the bottom of the sixth to close out a 4-2 win and a sweep of the doubleheader over Syracuse. So Wednesday means the opportunity for a sweep for Lehigh Valley in the third game of this series, and the Pigs would go on and do that. 6-4, Lehigh Valley defeats Syracuse. Thursday, a day off, and having won 5 in a row, it meant a road trip that evening up to Rochester, New York, where Lehigh Valley would start a 3-game set, this 3-game set at Rochester. However, the season-high 5-game winning streak came to an end. The Pigs fall 4-2 in game number one. But Saturday, a different story than the Friday affair. Lehigh Valley jumped out to a lead, scoring 3 in the 4th inning off of Nick Greenwood, the starter for the Red Wings. Greenwood settles in after that. Pigs don't score again despite threatening and putting runners on base in all but 1 inning after that. David Buchanan, however, gave no reason for Lehigh Valley to need any insurance.
A 2-out double and Rodriguez leading off second. It'll be a 1-1 to Mastriani. Buchanan delivers, swung on, hit out to center field, racing, and Sweeney got a great jump and he puts it away, and Buchanan pounds his hand into his glove as he gets out on a line drive. Sweeney, a terrific jump, and he strands the 2-out double. That will probably do it for Buchanan, who goes 7 beauties here in Rochester tonight.
Buchanan has now won 4 consecutive starts. The reigning International League Pitcher of the Week allows just 4 total base runners on 4 hits in those 7 innings of work. 6 strikeouts. Lehigh Valley picks up its 13th shutout of the season, that a franchise record, returns to 23 games over 500 for the second time this year, that a franchise record. The Pigs, a 3-0 winner over the Red Wings last night. So that sets the stage for today, the final game of this 3-game series at Rochester, the rubber match of this 3-game set. And if the Pigs come away victorious, Lehigh Valley will go the entire month of July without having lost a series. That is how good of a month it has been for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. A 5-1 week. That's the week that was at Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs Baseball.